Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, and Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim made the following statement. And if you recollect and recall back to the first Mishnah, remember the famous trilogy Torah, Avoda, Ugmilus Chasadim. These two Tanoim, these Zugos, Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, are going to focus on the first of the trilogy, and that's Torah. This is who they were. This is what they are teaching. And they teach three essential elements, three ingredients for perfection, precision, and excellence in Talmud Torah. Number one, if you want to be a receptacle, if you want to be a clay kibul for Torah, Yehi Beischa Beisvad LaChachamim. Allow your home to be a meeting place for scholars. Number two, having misavak ba'af ragleim. You should sit at the feet of Torah scholars. And number three, having shosa b'tzama as divrehem. You should drink their words with thirst. I would like to share with you what I believe is a common denominator between these three ingredients and these three statements, and at the same time, a unique quality in each of these three statements. Number one, Ye beis chabeis v'adal chacham, your home should be a home for scholars. Have a misabik rab v'raglechem, you should sit at the feet of Torah scholars. Have a shosid b'tzemes d'vrem, you should drink the words with thirst. These three things speak to a particular desire, a yearning, a tshuka, a ratzon. As Reb Chaim Brisker famously said, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, the scholastic, intellectual study of Talmud Torah is categorically different than any other intellectual pursuit. Any time a human being is studying any area of academia, once you reach a certain point of excellence and graduation, you shelve a book, and that book remains on the shelf as you advance your studies. You have a new book. You go from calculus to trigonometry to organic chemistry and up the ladder. And in every field and every form of academia, that's how it works, from the social sciences to the sciences. But in Talmud Torah, it's categorically different, because a young boy who learns the first pasuk that he ever studies, Chumash, learns with his grandfather and his great-grandfather the very same pasuk. And the insight into that same pasuk changes year after year. We study the same parsha and the same haftorah, and we go through Shas over and over again. But I look at it with a different eye. I hear something different that I never heard the last time that I studied. Talmud Torah is different. And here you see that in this Mishnah, that not the regular formula for success in education is the same formula for success in Talmud Torah. There has to be a desire, a ratzon, a yearning. My home has to be open for Chachamim. I have to sit at the feet of Torah scholars, and I have to drink their words with thirst. The first ingredient in all of success in Talmud Torah is a desire, is a ratzon, is a yearning. I want the scholars to come to my home. I literally want to sit at their feet. The story is told by Reb Zundel Salant, his Rebbe B'chaim V'Lashner, once he saw his Rebbe rolling on the floor in the Beis Medrash on a Friday afternoon. He asked him, Rebbe, what are you doing? He said, Pshuto kemashmo, v'ave misabek ba'afra glem. I have to sit at the feet of Torah scholars. I'm rolling in the dust of Talmidei Chachamim because I want to study, I want to understand. That's a formula that sounds absolutely counterintuitive and against every basic trait of logic. But Reb Chaim V'Lazhin and the Mishnah teaches us that that's what it means when it comes to Torah study, understanding, and pining for success and perfection in Talmud Torah. This understanding has to be of perfection, of desire, of wanting, and of running to Torah scholars. They should come to my house, I should go to their feet, and I should drink their words with thirst. But at the same time, there's a unique quality in each of these statements of the Zugos. Number one, Ye Beischa Beisvad LaChachamim, I believe, speaks to an element of hasmada, diligence. Even when I leave the shul and when I leave the Beis Medrash, the study hall, I come home, my house then transforms itself into a shul, into a Beis Medrash, and into a Beis Knesset, and I invite Torah scholars to my home, because there has to be a continuity and a transference, an extension of the shul and the Beis Medrash to my home, and that has to continue in the day as well as in the night. I lo yomash sefer haTorah zemi picha, from yomam to laila, from day to night, there has to be a constant interest in studying Torah. That's diligence. That's hasmada beischa beis v'ala chachamim. My home has to be a meis medrash. Not like it was once said, Jew in the shul and non-Jew outside of the shul. My home is a beis medrash. My home is a shul. The representation and understanding of Torah extends beyond the walls of the study hall. Number one. Number two, have a misavik ba'afra glam, refers to an element of humility. There has to be a very basic kavod and recognition that I'm lacking and I'm missing. And that's why we call it a talmid chacham. A scholar is not simply a scholar, is not excellent in terms of his chachma, but it's a talmid chacham, it's a student of chachma. Because just like Avram zaken yoshev yeshiva, Yitzchak zaken yoshev yeshiva, Yaakov zaken yoshev yeshiva, like the Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, that scholars become wiser as they get older. Zakein v'sva b'yamim, just like wine gets better as it's aged, so too a Torah scholar, Talmud Chacham, becomes wiser and riper, sharper and deeper in his analytical thinking and in his depth as he ages and he understands. Misavek b'afra glechem comes with a sense of humility, understanding that just like the grass grows because it accepts the rain, so too we could learn and study when we're humble and humility. And finally, Havishosa Bitsamis Devrem, of course, speaks to this desire, this yearning, thirst, just like a human being takes a walk or a jog and runs and exercises, and at the end is parched, and all he wants to do is to drink a cup of water. The cup of water is a mayim elatorah. The desire, the thirst, has to be just as much to bite and to taste the steak as it is to drink a cup of water after a run, as it is to study Torah. I run because I'm thirsty. I want it. I desire it. I can't wait. I'm not satiated without that cup of water. I can't finish my day without studying Torah. Veshose b'tzamres divrei. Rav Soloveitchik once commented that in the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning, we say lasok b'divrei Torah. And he questions, why did we say the bracha lasok, to delve? And esek is a job. It should say lilmo Torah, or lahavin Torah. Why is it asher kidshanu b'mitzos v'tzvanu lasok, to be osek, as opposed to lilmod or lahavin? Rav Soloveitchik explained that that's what Talmud Torah is. Talmud Torah is an asek. I'm involved. I'm engaged. I'm handling it. I'm fondling. Lule soroscha shashua. It's my toy. It's my plaything. I'm osek. I'm involved day and night. My mind, my brain, my heart, my soul, my fingers, my hands. It's an asek. It's a total involvement, totally, completely engaged and fully involved in the Torah study that I'm involved with. And thus, the brach is lasok. And it's not lehavin, it's not lilmon, it's not just a study, it's not an accomplishment, but it's how I get there and how much I desire it, how much I want it, how I yearn for it in the day and the night. It's my being, it's my raison d'etre, it defines me, it explains me, it's who I am, and that's why we call it a ben Torah, just like we call somebody a ben olam habo, or a ben yeshiva, because that's who I am. Torah defines my essence, and when I run after it, when I'm thirsty for it, when I'm diligent, when I desire, and when I'm humble, at that point, that's when the Torah sinks in. And that's what Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan are teaching us, that Talmud Torah as its core, and as an academic pursuit, can't just be an intellect of the mind, but it has to be of the heart, and it has to be of a desire, a ratzon, a yearning, and a tshuka. And that's what Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet are teaching us. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. May we all be zoche to understand the depths and plummet the depths of Torah. May Torah define us. May Torah change us. The Me'or Sheba Machziro Lemutav. And that first of the trilogy, the critical component of the trilogy, could make us the people that we're supposed to be. And that is why it's also connected to tshuva. Have a great day. Enjoy.